Bible says when God catches a solitary man, he sets him in the family. He said only the rebellious dwell in harsh places. Don't listen. You must be in a family in life.
Amen.
You must. My friend that died the other day, his wife said something. In all the midst of the pain and everything, she said, I'm very proud. Because our brethren got that. She just said, like, they'll just watch. We did not be talking with the family, doing everything. Where's the body? It's in South Africa, no problem. We made our phone calls. The body was so fast and so late. What next? She said, oh, God, I'm proud. He said, when God finds solitary, we put them in families. He said, but the rebellious one said, I don't need anybody. You will soon find out. That's by the way. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The point I'm making is that, listen, why did God be like that? It's not a prayer of, oh, it shall be well. Stretch forth your hand. And I say, oh, in Jesus' name, bala. My wife finished cooking that rice. My man, they hungry. He gets some kind of prayer like that. Could they try? It's not totally wasted. You get small anointing. God will gather like 500 of those ones to reach one small level inside the bottle. But one person that's concerned, that's what I'm talking about. Do you follow my point? When the heart is in it, One, not 500 people, one, the bottle will fill to overflowing. Are you getting my point? In the same manner, that's what life is about. In the same, it's not just to utter words in prayer. God would say, are you serious about it? Are you what? Are you serious about it? You can't just force it. That's why sometimes when God needs somebody and there is nobody that you think touches directly, that is second place. He not just takes a spirit and say, God just place a burden upon somebody. Bam! The man suddenly would be, that's an anointing. You get my point? It's the spirit of God poured upon the situation. Alright, to solve a situation, poured upon somebody. And the thing just is, listen, without these two, prayer doesn't work. In law, they call it what? Local standing. What right do you have to be talking on this matter? That's the point. What am I saying? The reason is that in the realm of the spirit, sometimes until something hits somebody properly, until he's really tired, he's not ready to go to that next level. By the class I teach, the university has a rule, the faculty. You fail pathology 4 times, they withdraw you from the faculty. Usually by the time you are failing pathology a 4th time, you have been in the school for like 7 years. It's not funny. You go to school for 7 years, now it's like that you can't finish the course. And then they have no soft landing plan for you. Still have like 5 or 6 students since last year. Where I'm going is, I've had a number of students. There's one currently. I still remember one guy some years ago. Then they just as soon say they can't withdraw us, they are leaving. But then suddenly they let the men withdraw us, stand them in the face. Boys who I thought their brains were fried, suddenly the brain woke up, began to grow. There was one student, I thought the guy, sorry, don't be angry with me, but I thought his brain is made of sawdust. I just do my duty to walk him out of duty. You know what I'm saying? I didn't expect any good to come out of that Israel, of Nazareth. Yes. But oh boy, don't really realize it. I failed this exam, I'm dead meat. To my shock, I checked the script, the first exam. I didn't believe the mark I was in. I said, okay, it's because I tried to help them and make sure that they were really prepared. The next exam, the guy, and they look, this guy consistently is going up. I said, the man realized, oh boy, this will not be play again. I failed this exam, I'm out. Suddenly, he's focused. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm talking about that passion. Sometimes we need to get to that level before God pushes us to the next level. That's why I read that scripture. And that's why I told the story of that, my friend. I noticed that man is still comfortable. He's too comfortable. You see, of course, you're not talking about a contentment and complacency. Contentment is actually very selfish. one of my very selfish is, it's enough for me. What else is a man looking for? It's enough for me. Remember what Tunde Bakare said? He got angry. That the pastor was always begging for money in church. Brethren, as God is blessing you, please, we have to do this work, you know. The man got, and then the pastor says he starts getting angry. So he went and told himself, God, please, let's have an arrangement. What's the arrangement? Pray. You are the pastor. Pray that God will bless you. And I promise you, you won't have to make that kind of announcement again. And God heard him. And God blessed him. I've told the story several times. You get my point? Listen. Our seasons in life must change. There are many factors. But one which I want to drop with you today is, are you really tired of this current one? One of my guys does this when I was a resident doctor. He's also a pathologist today. Then I was a senior military officer. And he used to say that. He said, don't manage. I said, why not? He said, you'll soon get used to it. when we get to the office, he said, we're supposed to have maybe this kind of white sheet as an example. So there are no white sheets, but is this brown one we do? He will use the brown one. He said, guys, it's supposed to be white, right? He said, stop. Forget the brown. Let's continue looking for the white. He said, but the brown is also okay. He said, that's the problem. You will soon get used to this brown one, and you will forget that it's supposed to be white. He always used to warn us, say, please, stop managing. That you will get used to it too. And of course, an experienced man. And he was right. The reason to that Andrew Womack message, the man who came to him and said, he had a pain in the leg, he had this one, he had that one, he had the headache, and then he said, it's just a pain in the neck, that's the problem. If God can just pray that God will heal that one, I can manage the rest. Luma said, I understand. I understand you are trying to save God energy bills. He heals all of you now. Never prepared me that all his credits will finish. Did you just finish? And the man thought, I said, yes. The light in heaven is not going to dim because God heals me thoroughly. The problem is I have gotten used to my pain. I have come to accept it as normal. What's my message to you today? Stop getting used to it. Psalm 119 verse 18. Say, Lord, we are praying now. Say, Lord, open my eyes so that I will understand what you really want me to have, where you want me to be, so that I won't just be, you know, because where I am, I'm not going to do anything that you want me to do in life. Last time we prayed, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. This is the prayer point for today. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wonderful things out of thy law. That is, I will focus on the things that you want me to have, the place you want me to be in life, so I won't be used to what I am in right now, managing. Listen, these things are spiritual. So the heart is not ready. God finds the heart to push the person to the next level. Do you get the point I'm making? Let's talk about this money thing as an example. Like that, my friend was giving an example. I believe very strongly, if indeed he's a committed Christian, I believe he is. I believe very strongly that God, I mean, looking at things around, and God wants to move him in a level beyond the place where he is right now. I believe it. But anytime I talk to him, I just have the opinion that he likes it like this. He said, how can a man like, no, men do. They can like it like that. I mean, I told the story before. Okay, he said, he and his wife went to pray for one woman one day. And they said, today, this woman is getting healed. She has been in this wheelchair long enough. A young man, a young pastor, and his young wife. Yes. They went and said, madam, we have come. Now I'm adding my own words now from this point. We have come with a mandate from heaven. The power of God must show today. Today. Now, really, they began to pray. And they prayed. They said, no, we ain't living here. And God said, nah, I'm adding this one now. The Lord looked and said, you see, you will soon understand how I behave. Just watch me. And God released the power. Boom! The Holy Spirit came.
took the woman out of the wheelchair and suspended her in the air so that there's no story of what is going on. The next thing, the woman just came out of the chair into the air. She was hanging above her chair. She looked in panic. Boom! She raised for the chair and pulled herself back into it. And he got angry and said, "You have no faith." She was angry. And the woman said, "Oh, no, I've always believed I'm going to die in this chair." The man called his wife, packed his clothes, and walked out. Listen, he prayed until the power of God became physically down. You know, this is what I always say. God said, "You thought I didn't know? You didn't say you can't pass me, have you?" You see? And he said, "I've gotten which book?" I read that message. If you've read him a lot, you'll have encountered it. He said he was angry. He was angry. But what kind of thing is this? And the woman was like, no, don't worry about it. You're young man these days. You fire your goals too much. You know, what's a woman looking for? After all, the wheelchair can roll. Do you get what I'm saying? Listen, there are those who like trouble. They are used to it. You never met a friend who likes to tell you all their troubles. From now on, stop telling people your troubles. You know, it's a sign that you're enjoying it. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, stop discussing your troubles. You're enjoying it too much. You need to be there. For the last 2 days, I did not sleep. Anytime I go to sleep, they will come. Say, "Who's there?" "I don't know." "You'll start biting me in the ear." He said, "No, don't worry, we'll be praying with you. Pray for me. I think you should pray for me." They call you the next morning. "America, are you there?" "I'm there." "You know, I told you I wasn't going to sleep. I did not sleep. Have you been praying for me?" He said, yes, "I've been praying for you. In fact, the Lord said that..." Wait, you see? You know, the part I did not tell you is that's the one that even pains me most. When after not sleeping the whole night, my stomach was not happening me the whole day. "You better be praying for me, oh. Be praying for me." As he heard that the second time, tell the person, "Stop calling me again." One day, one of my friends said that, "Let's go and see this person." I said, "I don't want to hear tales of war." The guy laughed. He said, "Oh, you notice?" I said, "I don't go notice. Just park." As he comes, "Hey, good afternoon. Peace be unto this home. Ah, you people have come. Let me tell you the problems I've had the last 5 days." Anytime my husband arrives, all the cockroaches just come out and be chasing him around the house. Can you believe it? This demon. Just carry on, no water for months. Some people like to tell stories. It makes them feel good. Feel good that, "Please pity me. Pity me now. Tell me though." You don't tell me though. How many did you say? "One." "Did you mean it? Say it again." Some people love it. Those who love it, the Lord bless them. But you, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you not to ever go around whining about your troubles, because it's a sign that you love it. Yes, you are broke, I know. But come out and say, "Father, God is good. God is good." Say, "How are you doing?" "Ah, the Lord has been good. The Lord has been good." For every day that you have wine, you need 2 days to unwind. "All my troubles, everything." No, it's God is good. Life is good. Life is good. Listen, when you start behaving like that, your body will know you don't like where you are. Listen, life is spiritual.
Yes,
you hear what I said? Life is what?
Spiritual.
Life is what?
Spiritual.
Life is what?
Spiritual.
There are things that are controlling what is coming to you and what you are repenting. It's not just the one you. Many people get up in the morning, go about their business, but their soul is saying, "Fail." Because if you don't fail now, when they are taking off, you have to put up your hand. It sounds funny. There are people who don't want business. No, when you go home, Christmas time, they will not sell off if you contribute money. Once you have now, there are those who don't like telling stories. "You know I don't have." They go to home. Everybody say, "Hey, you know, this is our house. We need to do this." He say, "You know I don't have. You know I don't have. Please,
Repeat after me, all my friends. You know it. I say, yes, you don't have. Amen. Be it unto you according to your faith. And the guy never has. And he comes back and says, you know I told you I don't have. You know what I'm preaching today? Vex. What did I say?
Vex.
Get angry. Stop being proud of you don't have. The story I told you the other day, the man that, Bishop, the guy he went to collect that book from, when he told the story, I was excited. He was poor like everybody else. Then he went to church. Listen to this. You see, that's, I said, let's read that book together. We'll look for time next year. That happiest one. I want us to read it together here and analyze it. Let's learn some lessons in life. Because there are many lessons to learn in life when people see people's experiences so that you can decode something from the scriptures. He said in his own case, they were in church taking an offering for what his friend standing beside him said, I would have said it was a mundane and useless nonsense thing. He said they wanted to buy a new car for their pastor. Praise God. You see, a car for a pastor is not crucial. Are you getting my point? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. That is bad. But you can understand it's not a crucial matter. Nobody is going to die. Are you getting me? There's no problem that like somebody's about to collapse and die. Nothing like that. But he said in his heart, he just felt like giving a certain, I can't remember, I told the story then, I forgot. Maybe like 20,000 naira, 25,000. 25. And his salary was like 10 or 15,000 naira. Maybe he was believing God for money to come from somewhere. But let me make a long story short. He said he so wanted to do it and he didn't have money. He said, okay, let me sell something he has nobody agreed to buy. Now, this is where I'm going. Then, suddenly PTF came to town. And they gave him a consultancy job. And the first time they paid him the first month was 25,000. And a few months later, they increased to 30. And looking at him, he has not gone back since. Listen, somebody, I was reading, okay, well, it's a book one of our brothers wrote. He said that they don't stop following, is it other mediocres or failing people or people who criticize. That if you dream big, they say you are not being realistic. If you succeed, they say you are lucky. Are you getting my point? And he said, if you succeed, they tell you you are lucky. I look at that guy from what he told me, and when I look at things, it's not that he was lucky per se. Are you getting my point? It's that the cry in his heart said simply, there are things I should be able to do. I don't know what I'm saying. Listen, a pastor's car is very good, amen? But see, in that situation, I think what happened was beyond that. I believe that God said, this guy is tired. I don't know what I hear what I'm saying. That this level where he's in, he doesn't like it anymore. And God lifted him from that day till now. Are you getting my point? What's our prayer point again? Lord, I have gotten used to the things around me. Open my eyes so that from your word, I will behold the wonderful things that you want my life to be like. As I said to you before, don't ever join what I call the cult of poverty. Those who gather and be pointing and be telling every story that is bad, thereby condemning themselves to where they are. I was with a senior man one day. He said, it's not possible in life to be very rich except you're dirty. I know there are times you can't keep me quiet. You know, you cannot make me not talk. If President Jonathan says that in my presence, I will speak up and disagree. I told the man, sir, it is not true. He said, what do you mean? Have you ever seen? I said, it's not what I have seen, what I have not seen, sir. There are things that I actually have. Not every man is a thief. But because he has earned his salary all his life, do you understand my point? He just can't comprehend it. I didn't say you should comprehend from your salary. I said, open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold what? Wonderful things out of thy law. Let us pray. I think I made my point continue. I think we should just bow down our heads. Yes, everybody bow down our heads. Don't stand up. Meditate. Think. That's the scripture. Open my eyes, O Lord.
My wife was telling me yesterday about some kinds of favors she was getting. And she's going around and she's doing her business and all of that. And I was saying, very good. Get used to that. That's what is called grace. Get used to it. Stop believing you have to struggle to earn every naira. You don't have to be on the phone the whole day to get one single favor. Say no. It's not every dry season the catarrh will kill you. I always have my own malaria in January. Who said your own malaria has your label? You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. That's what you should see in the eye. That is, your eyes should see that in the word of God. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wonderful things out of thy law. Sometimes in the bid to teach that Christians should not be worldly, we taught Christians to be complacent and accept every nonsense that the devil gives to them. I was preaching already the other day. That friend of mine said that Christianity is not pick and choose. I said it is pick and choose. I look into the word of God. I behold wonderful things and I reject the things that God didn't say is inside there. He said, when God is sowing wheat, the devil also comes out to sow tares. I look for the tares in my life and I reject them. No! The Bible says that Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife Rebekah's sake. I said, no, Isaac, 20 years. I think he got to that point before he vexed, before he got angry. Oh, the devil wants to becloud our eyes. Say, okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's just small malaria. Don't worry, it's not killing you. Just two tablets, you'll be okay. Don't get used to it. That's what I'm saying. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wonderful things from your law. Open my eyes. Say, Lord, I have gotten too used to the backwardness, small thinking. Listen, only the word of God can break that thing. Only God's word can break it. I said, only God's word can break it. Only God's word. And that's why David taught us to pray, open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wonderful things out of thy law. There's this scripture in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. The Lord was speaking. He wanted to do things for the children of Israel. He said, but this also I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them. He said, I will increase their men like a flock. Now this God wants to do it. But he said, let them ask. Let them show to me that they want it. Jabez got tired. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. Praise the Lord, take me out of here. He said, oh, that you will bless me indeed. Sometimes, until we are tired of the present, we are not ready to step into the next. Say, Lord, I am tired. Isaac said, no, I'm not taking this anymore. After 20 years, he finally took time out to entreat the Lord for his wife Rebecca's sake. A time came when Anna too was tired. Anna said, alive. Bible says in effectual heartfelt prayer what they really want. When they are sure they really want it. I like the way Andrew Womack said that. He said you have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. You have to be tired of being broke and I'm being on edge perpetually. Your God is actually a good God. Ask yourself why. Say, God, you're actually good. Why do I always have to make excuses for you? Indeed, you are good. Let me not stop me continue to make excuses. No. Lord, I'm tired of making excuses. If you are good, and I know you are, then I walk into your goodness. What should I hear of house rent? I'm panicking. The rent is not due for the next 4 months. So I'm already panicking today. Say, Lord, I refuse to panic. I'm not managing anymore. I am tired of managing. Open my eyes, oh Lord. The Lord may say, hey. Like I was telling you about that book. Tell us your carrier's father. Tell us your carrier's father said, I'm tired of this. He had to support his mother and his sisters. As a young teenager, he was getting sickly. So he went to church and told the people, guys, pray. And they prayed, and God opened his eyes. And the Lord showed him where next to begin to walk. You need the revelation of where next you should begin to walk. Say, Lord, no. I'm not going to hold to this as if I don't leave this one now. If I leave this one, I may die. And let me die now. I would rather die than continue like this. Let's begin to give the Lord thanks. Don't forget, don't ever forget. We don't come here to pray, we come here to learn and to begin to pray. That is, whatever prayer we prayed here is a beginning. It becomes our lifestyle. We live here. We live here and our life, for example, your life now, life of anger, if you know what I'm saying. And Rumak said, don't let the sun go down on that anger. You get my point? So we don't just come here to pray, we come here to begin a new lifestyle of prayer. Are you getting my point?